Well, welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by District 28 State Representative Greg Hartzell to talk about the latest going on in Des Moines. Thank you very much for joining us once again, Representative Hartzell. Give us an update as to what the progress is going on with the state budget.
Well, thank you, Tony. And right now, as we've shifted focus, now that we're past the second funnel date, we're starting to close on a lot of our policy bills, and we are now starting to focus more on the budget. Unfortunately, there's three entities that need to come together on agreement, and that's the House chamber, the Senate chamber, and the governor's office. But as I said, unfortunately, there's not any agreement or any targets set on the various budgets that need to be passed. So I hope that's not an indicator that it's going to be a long session, but that's kind of where we're at. Not really much to report other than we're getting started in the process and we need to set our targets.
One thing you can tell us a little bit more about was a ruling recently in regards to eminent domain in Clark County. Tell us a little bit about this. You had some hand in this.
Well, I didn't necessarily have any hand in the decision, but it's something that I have been working on ever since I was elected during my first term, and that is protecting the private property rights of individuals, especially from the abuses of government over the eminent domain statute. There's a situation in Clark County where a certain number of acres were needed to create a reservoir for drinking water purposes, which I am all in favor of. I would even help them go and dig the hole if need be. But the problem was is that the Clark County Reservoir Commission, they went above and beyond the number of acres needed for drinking water because they had bigger ideas of creating a recreational facility. Now, I don't mean to stand in the way of economic development or recreation or anything like that, but when it comes to condemning land and taking property away from individuals for drinking water is one thing. Taking away property away from others just so that some developers can make money is totally a different issue. So that's something that I was totally opposed against. That I saw as an abuse of the eminent domain. The court agreed, as you said recently, in a 6-1 decision, and I think it was just a vindication that we're on the right track legislatively.
The House Human Resources Committee recently sent forward through the funnel several Senate bills in regards to mental health. How important is it for the state of Iowa to do things in regards to mental health and improving the mental health system?
Obviously, this is a big issue, and with the governor's decision regarding Clarinda and Mount Pleasant, that's a very unpopular, even amongst House Republicans, very unpopular decision. This is a big that we do what we can to help address this issue. Mental health is a big issue in our state, and so we did send through a variety of bills to subacute situation and a bed tracking bill that went through. So anything we can do to help alleviate the strain on our mental health system, we've been working very diligently on various fronts on that issue.
What are some other things people should know about upcoming here in the next week or so in the state legislature?
Well, I think that one of the couple of bills that I'm particularly watching, the ones that I had sponsored, is one dealing with allowing law enforcement to locate cell phones in emergency situations that I've referenced before, come from Sheriff Sandholt, also known nationwide as the Kelsey Smith Law. That is poised to be passed by the Senate any day now and on its way to the governor's desk. We're kind of excited about that one. Another one, a bill that I sponsored early in the session, was dealing with clarifying some definitions in reference to the child labor laws. There was some issue of the interpretation of the Iowa Workforce Development, and it was causing a lot of headache and a lot of bureaucratic runaround. And so the bill initially started out as just clarifying definitions. It kind of morphed into a streamlining of the process in terms of child labor laws for the benefit of employers and parents alike for minor children who are wanting to get their feet wet in the working world, particularly 14 and 15-year-olds. So that bill is poised to pass in the Senate in the upcoming days as well. So I'm kind of watching those with bated breath because there's bills that I introduced earlier this year and glad to see that they look like they're going to make it to the governor's desk.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, District 28 State Representative Greg Hartzell, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. Remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.